Everybody step, but we let it go. Come on. You know what I'm reppin', sit down and learn your lesson. We the B-L-A-K, okay, he said. Now keep it raining, you're paying attention. Listen, we the B-L-A-K, okay, he said. Nobody's seeing me, they told me it's my pain. It's uh-huh. Show some love or be living under the logo. Right. Stop the hate, I ain't playing, homie, it's time to grow. Fuckin' with my money, yo, you don't wanna hear it, bro. I understand that, work hard and it pays more. Cause I've been sitting and writing since 94. That's right, since 94, I wanted more, I need more. I need fuckin' with my art, you be duckin', dodgin' my dog. Now clap with me, they hatin', so clap with me. I'm boogie down to the heart, peace up to the city. Just up to the riders, cocaine suppliers. Rubber bands, duffel bag, black card grinders. No class flyers, catch me in a C-class, tags like flyers. Clean the way it came, same color as my sire. So grown up, keep the factory on tires. Man, it goes your highly. Jack against the wall, now we won't fall. Yes, yes, y'all. Money coming in, homie, watch that fall. Black goat, we ain't playing no more. We from the bottom to the top, here we go. And if you're riding and you're real, come wrong. They in the park ballers, but we all grown. Everybody strapped, but we let it go. Come on. You know when I'm reppin', sit down and learn your lesson. We the B-L-A-K, okay, he say. I told you we raining, homie, now pay attention. We the B-L-A-K, okay, he say. You smell that? Didn't mow any wine. Something about the cream got me going out of my mind. How can I ever grow, yo, if I don't even try? I don't even lie, you can't read between the lines. I'm a beat, no slice, no praise in the whole pie. Let them have it, the click clack and I'll be revived. I'm blowing up, someone stepped on a landmine. You fucking with me, then we go on line for line. Yeah. I'm something harder, getting better every time. Yeah. I'm loving the rap, you hear it when I rhyme. Uh-huh. No need to get bent out of shape, you'll be fine. Uh-huh. Before you get bent out of shape, I mean literally. Okay. You remind me of cake, evidently you're sweet. Sweet. That nigga's pushing the weight, but you're yours to me. See the heat is backed up, love to make it sweet. You know when I'm rapping, sit down and learn your lesson. We the B-L-A-K, okay, he say. I told you we raining, homie, now pay attention. We the B-L-A-K, okay, he say. Back against the wall, now we won't fall. Yes, yes, y'all. Whoa. Money coming in, homie, watch that fall. Black goat, we ain't playing no more. Look, we want it all. Boom. We from the bottom to the top, here we go. Boom. And if you're riding and you're real, come roll. Boom. They in the park ballers, but we all grown. Everybody strapped, but we let it go.
Yeah, y'all, this your girl, Miss Gayle, tuning in for the to the airwaves. We're going to get it on as we always do. Please gather with your girl tonight. Not only am I broadcasting live on Blog Talk Radio every night, I'm also broadcasting on YouTube as well. So if you go to my YouTube, Roadstar TV YouTube page, you'll be able to see live broadcast, because you won't see me, but you will be talking to y'all. Before we get started, I want to send out my condolences to the family of great Rams Jazz artist, Dizzy Lewis. A lot of y'all know who he is, just Google his name and you'll get to know all about him. And why don't you check out while you do that. Now, another artist we love today in R&B, Jesse Powell, at the age of 51. 51. That hit me hard. I love Jesse Powell. That hit me hard. You know, and now that Powell has passed, that hit me hard. You know what I'm saying? That really hit me hard. And, yeah. So I'm scrolling on YouTube, because I always watch on YouTube. and I see a clip from the Cubs talking about Joe Howell dead at 51. I said, I said, nah, my boy Justin, love me some Justin Howell. You know, Justin was an underrated artist. And only if anybody know who Justin Howell is, every song they can tell you from Justin Howell that they know about is the song You. That was one featured on the first album, and we did the second or third of that song, because people love that song so much that he re-released the song. I mean, I love this. Like, when you listen, you don't hear me on this, you hear a lot of Jesse Powell, but I love Jesse Powell. And tonight, I'm definitely going to give y'all some Jesse Powell. So let me, you know, Jesse Powell some again. I'm going to do Soul Tracks. I follow, because they give you information about R&B artists, you know, art, you know, legends in R&B that pass away. That, you know, I always get an email post of a legend in R&B passed away. You know, just to me is a legend in R&B. So, as Soul Tracks, you know, it says, sometimes you wake up to a punch in the head. That's what it was for me this morning when I heard hit-making singer Jesse Powell had died at too young age of 51. No cause of death was given. Our sister singer Tamara Powell posted this on social media. It was with heavy heart that we announced the passing of our beloved son, the uncle, Jesse Powell. He passed peacefully in his Los Angeles home. The family asked for privacy as we mourn his tremendous loss, celebrate his everlasting legacy. He loved music, and he especially loved fans who supported him throughout his career. For you all to know that you gave the world to him. Whole family, right? So when I saw it, I said no, and I picked up my phone and went to Apple Music playing Jesse Powell. My favorite Jesse Powell, I have a lot of them. I have favorites. You could say basically each album I have favorites. So when I just learned about Jesse Powell when he dropped his song "All I Need." I think that was the first single from the first album, and that was the first. And I'm like, okay, who is? And then when I got the album, played that, and there were other songs on it that I fell in love with. "You" was one of them. That's the song. No, but. It didn't catch on. It didn't catch on right away with the first album. But then once it started catching on, he re-released it. And a lot of artists do that when they got one song that is their most popular song. Sometimes they re-release the song. And he did. The rest of this here says, Jesse Powell was gifted as a singer at times in his short career where he really broke breaking. Born and raised in Indiana, Powell spent his childhood and teen years singing in his local church with his two family, his sisters, Tamara and Trina, later recorded for Sony. He then met writer slash producer Colin and a musical partnership that led them to California record company. Powell was spotted at an LA artist show in 1994 by record executive stylist Audition Fan, who signed him to his stylist label for a distribution deal with MMA. When you look at the album, on the back of the album, you will see Silas /MCN. And I think Shantae Moore was also signed to Silas as well. It says, Power released his infamous debut in 1996, which featured a minor hit with Need and the wonderful cover of the Enchantment Ballad Warrior and That I Need. Power boasted a crystal clear tenor voice, and it was evidence that he had the world of talent. Power reached his biggest fame 2 years later with Body, his first and only top five hit, The Lush Valley You, which had appeared on his new disc, Even Better With His Album Cut, you know, and a baby face track in which Power absolutely shined. While the album's material was somewhat uneven, but was clearly a star in the making. Power put it all together in 2001, his album, and the one boasting most consistent style, a solid, even adult contemporary song. He again found himself to be a developing song interpreter at the mountain couple Al Hudson Something in the Past. Oh, I did not know Something in the Past was a remake. I did not know. I love it. Let me not try to think that right now, because I don't want to do that to Jesse yet. Can't do that to yet. But I love that song. Sadly, Silas died after the release of JP and NCA Murder to Oblivion, leading Power to find a new label and collaborate. In 2003, he signed with Rivera as Liquid and for release the album, which unfortunately came and went quickly, effectively further in the past of it. Sorry, Jesse. As talented as you are, even though you signed the and you was getting distribution deal through MCA, MCA should have picked you up after Silas passed away and kept your career going. So, Jesse Powell retired from recording new music at JP and began working more extensively in working with Trina Turner, a television company. We wrote about Powell several times after his retirement and also covered his mother, the wonderful singer. And he was a talent whose brief moment in the sun as a singer was a great one. We will continue to enjoy those recordings to come as we celebrate a singer who is going soon, Powell. And I'm by Chris Physic of Soundtracks. I love, like I said, you might let me repeat that over and over and over tonight to show how much I love Jesse Powell. You probably hear me say that over and over and over tonight. And one of these days, I'm going to do a tribute to Jesse and give you all his music from every album he put out. One of my favorites is Take My Breath Away. I was like, oh, I love this song. If we go from album by album, right, we do that, go album by album. His first album, I think it was called All I Need. First album was called All I Need. And You Want It. It had It had you on it. It had had you, All I Need. Ooh, I Like It. Gloria and Lenny, which is the Chapman remake. Now, I've never heard that Chapman version before. I heard Jesse's version. And when I heard Jesse's version, it was sad. That's a remake of Chapman. And you know, me being from B-Hat and loving school R&B, I had to go look it up. And I was like, oh, it is. Because growing up, the song that I played was R&B classics. But he's never played Enchantment House. So I didn't know it was Enchantment. Yeah, people probably play when they play the, you know, the old jams that, you know, radio would play it. But up around that time when I was younger, so to hear it. So, but for Jesse to cover it, he did a great job covering it for those songs. The members of Chapman were very impressed with him making their song. What's great about that is new generation of people get to hear their music and get to discover who Chapman is because of his power. Like, there are people who don't know who Vandross is, but because people are remaking songs that he's sung, they're going back and listening to Luther now. So because of Jesse, him doing Glory and You That I Need, people are going back and listening to Chapman, or no Chapman song, are going back and like, I forgot about this classic from Enchantment. Going back and listening to Enchantment and songs from Enchantment. Yep, the same songs. Yeah. You know, let's say Devon and Threes, and we also lost PB Rock. He was in hip hop, I guess you could say hip hop / R&B artist who senselessly murdered, I think it was yesterday. Yeah. Murdered yesterday, Los Angeles. Because, you know, he's posting to social media, and while posting to social media, to his location, and they knew where he was, and they took his life. The same thing happened when Pop got killed. That they knew they his location popped up, and they knew where he was, and Rob him to me. Like, what do you gain by killing P.B. Rock or any rapper or anybody? Because what do you get out of that? What enjoyment? There's no enjoyment in that. People don't understand when they commit crime. You're not owning the lives of the person, the lives of the person you killed, the lives associated with the person you killed, you're ruining the lives that are associated with yours as well. So if you are, and you got kids, now your kids, depending on the age of your kids, now they're visiting you in a jail. They go into taking that bus ride with their mom, you in prison. Prison is not a place for a child to see their parent, be it a mother or father. You thought, oh, he put his location, you go rob him, gonna get make you some quick money, whatever you take, you sell it at the pawn shop, or to somebody to get a quick buck. You take this man away from his family, take this man away from his children. I don't know if he has children now, but if he does, you took this man away from his children. His children without a father. His child is a young infant. That young infant is not going to remember knowing the father because of you, because you took him away. Like, through your head, violence is never the answer. Just because he's singing music for their money, don't give you the right go to his location, even though he posted it to social media. I'm sure you realize he was posting it, but still, it doesn't give you the right to go attack him. And you know what they're going to say? So there's some people out there he calls on himself because he posted his location. Sometimes posting without even noticing posting your location. My location is turned off on my phone. So when I post to social media, even if it does a location post, it's only show you, it's not show you my exact, it might say whatever town I live in and or whatever town, whatever place I've been in New York, is not going to say my exact address. And even if it did, I'm that important that you come to where to rob me or kill me. I'm that important for that. Never heard anything about this man bothering anybody, doing anything to anybody that they want him to lose his life. Yeah, I tried to rob him. He was in the robbery, and you killed him because of it. You took him away from his family. He's married. My kids. I don't know any of that about B-Rock. But to do that, you know, you're wrong for doing that. Y'all are wrong for doing that. Really wrong. It don't make no sense to me. It really don't make no sense. I don't know. So, after the show, I'm going to be playing the Jesse Powell song. And I'm going to play one right now. Just give me a minute, y'all. I think it's one of my favorites. I'm going to start with my favorites. I'll make sure those who may be tuned in through YouTube, will be able to hear the song loud enough. I already know Block Talk will hear it good enough. I just want to make sure that YouTube will be able to hear it good. Yeah, because I'm going to honor my dude. A lot of y'all, like I said, may not know who he is, Jesse Powell. But if you remember the group, you may have seen his sisters before. If you remember the group, his sisters did a song with them. I can't remember the name of the song. But his sisters did a song. Them. Remember the name of them, but the sisters did a song with them. A song that I love that I have on my board. There's a song that I love by Powell that I don't have on my board. And it's a song he did with his sisters called I'm Leaving. It's about a girl with him down. And songs like that man gets his perspective of a woman cheating on him. Because we know, the ladies, we hear those songs of a man cheating on them. But to hear it in the perspective of a man letting us know that that his woman cheated on him. You know, we don't normally get those man songs that women cheated on. Jesse did that song with his sisters And I love that song, so play it for you. Even though I don't have it on the board, I'ma still try to play it for y'all tonight. For some reason, my Bluetooth don't want to connect for some reason. And I don't know why my Bluetooth don't want to connect. So, let me do this. Alexa. Uh-oh. Oh, no wonder. Sorry about that, y'all. Alexa got out. Alexa got knocked out. Alexa got knocked out. I didn't connect. Yep. Alexa got knocked out. But tonight, I'm going to have some Jesse. If I say just Jesse, y'all might, but those may know the other artists who no longer doing music, but it's also an underrated artist, Jesse. His song is When You Cry, I Cry, The Kind of the Men, and Baby, Baby, Baby. Those three songs, I love those songs. His name is Jesse. The artist who passed away is Jesse Powell. They both have the same first name, but Jesse just went by his first name when doing his artist, and Jesse Powell went by his whole name. So I'm trying to get confused. I just say Jesse. I don't want y'all getting confused. Okay.
Playing Protoss.
Now you hear Alexa. Since I want y'all to hear my boy Jesse, I want y'all to hear him good, loud, and clear. Because I love me some Jesse Powell. And condolences go out to the family of Jesse Powell, to Marriage, the rest of the family, his kids, if he had any kids. Let's get a Jesse Powell song. And one of my favorites is Take My Breath Away.
When all along you take my breath away.
That was just power right there with Take My Breath Away. We're going to get into another favorite of mine by Jesse Powell. If I...
so busy doing things, doing things that I wasn't supposed to, and I know you might not believe me, babe, but I love you. For each tear, forgive me, it was unintentional that I made you cry. I want you to know that I apologize, and I'm praying that it's not too late. Girl, if I should lose you, girl, if I make the
yes, it was Jesse Powell's If I, and that was on the third album, or the last album, let me make sure, because the third album was 1996, and then he dropped one in 98, If I was off the JP album, that was 2001. And I think Take My Breath Away was the same album. Yep. Yep. So he, like I said, Jesse's first album was in 1996 called Jesse Powell, self-titled. Then in 1998 he came About It, and the title track off that album About About It. In 2001, which is the third album, called JP, self-titled, but he called it JP. So Jesse Powell is 3 years older than me. 3 years older than me. And the way he looked, you wouldn't think he was 3 years old. He look, he's still young. If you remember, if for those who are Michael Jackson fans, remember the song Michael Jackson did. I can't help it, nothing. I can't help it. You and if I could, I can't help it. I can't help it, no. That song, she did that song as well. That song is on, I think, the second album. No, okay. Nope. It's not on the second album. Let me check the third. Nope. I remember him doing that song. It's not on the first one. Trust and Believe. Trust and Believe, not on the first one. Looking for Love is another song that came off the first. I think that was his second single off the first album, Looking for Love. Because All I Need was the first single. Looking for Love was third, was second, and then Looking for Love was the second, but I know you know. That was either the third or the second. I can't remember which one came out first. But and pick up steam when excuse me, y'all. That song You did not pick up steam when he first dropped. But then started playing in that weddings, and that's when it started picking up steam. Long after it had been released, that's when the song started picking up steam. When you steam is when you release it and I pick it up steam, it rises up on the charts. And because he released it, that's when it picked up the steam by him releasing it. I don't know if that was a decision by him or the people he's working with said, let's since it now is a big hit, let's re-release it. And that's what he did. I think it was on the JP album. We released it on the JP album. About the album. Yep. That boy can sing. And I have a good ear when it comes to whether somebody can sing or not. And we do have people who get help by the studio, you know, with Studio Mag, get help with Studio Mag to make their voice sound good. And then you hear them sing live, and it's like, I love, this is the song I love, and you sound like this singing live? Yeah. So, and like I said, it all Ramsey Lewis, you know, Ramsey Lewis passed away. And let's see here. Tell you a little bit about from CNN. Members, jazz pianist who revitalized the genre dies at 87. Depending on what music pundit you ask, jazz. When 1920s heyday ended, other elite jazz music lost its luster when the 60s and rock movement rolled around. Who was an inventive jazz pianist and one of the names of the genre, continued to find novel ways to keep the genre alive and evolving and continually grow new generations of jazz listeners. Lewis spent nearly 60 years recording and performing original jazz music, striking gold in 1965 with the crossover The Angel. He won 3 Grammys, scored 7 gold records, and in 2007 was named a National Endowment Arts Jazz Master and the highest honor bestowed upon jazz musicians in the U.S. Lewis died at his home in his native Chicago. His manager, Brett Steele, confirmed he was 87. Lewis was behind some crossover hits. Life of Chicago, when Lewis grew up in Greeny Green Project in the city's near north side. Though he played piano throughout his childhood, his exposure to jazz came only at home when his father would play records from Duke Ellington, Art Tatum, his all-time favorite artist, in an attempt to learn to play jazz himself. So another musician at his church approached him to start a band when he was 15. According to the National Endowment Arts by Lewis, after honing his jazz piano skills with that band, The Clefs, he formed the Ramsey Lewis Trio with bassist Eddie Young and Red Holt on percussion. For his website, the album was released in 1956, but it wasn't until almost 10 years later that they became new stars. The trio's instrumental cover of The In Crowd became a hit upon its 1965 release and Lewis's first of 3 Grammys. Mid-60s also saw the release of crossover hits by Hang On Sloppy and Wade in the Water, songs that resonated with listeners from all backgrounds, not just jazz aficionados. The trio's lineup shuffled over the years. Other members included Maurice White on drums. He eventually departed the trio to start Earth, Wind & Fire, but returned to produce Lewis's 1974 album, Sun Goddess. Lewis collaborated with artists in genre too, including the late jazz vocalist Nancy Wilson on several albums, including 1984's The Two of Us. Lewis melded the music and blues he'd grown up playing with the jazz his father loved, and the popular sounds of the time made what became contemporary jazz. His jazz compositions have funk and soul, a style he perfected on Sun Goddess, and showed on projects like Soul Train. Though he could play classical compositions with ease and panache, he once counted Bach as one of his favorite sources of brain food. Lewis' legacy in Chicago and beyond. Lewis had a prolific output, releasing 2 to 3 albums a year for several years after the success of The In Crowd. And he recorded more than 80 albums, including last year's Mahali Carnival. He retired in since start in 2018. He told Chicago station WGN that he took off several days in a row performing and practicing piano. He became bored in 2019. He opened the Chicago-based Vineyard Festival and told the Chicago Tribune that year that he was 90-some retired. He still performed locally, but he was fully retired from touring across the U.S. When he wasn't performing, Lewis was still introducing to new artists and replaying old favorites. He hosted several programs on public radio and TV stations in Chicago throughout his life. He was also a great proponent of arts education, uplifting musically gifted people. He founded the Ramsey Lewis Foundation to provide which what media programs to average youth. He called foundational arts education at his Chicago public school, where he said on various bands and musical electives, he nominated the defunding of public schools art classes. When they have the public school system, we lost a lot of kids who could probably have contributed to the team as leading to WGN. Music was oxygen. He couldn't quit composing original songs even after he retired. In the 2018 interview with WGN, he shared that he was still tinkering with a song he started writing 50 years earlier. He spent much of his time at home as his beloved Steinway piano, which he said he bought in 1962. An internal student here to show his skills, he listened to everything across the genres that would fit on his iPod. When asked in 2009 what he considered the greatest album ever, he replied, "There is no such animal." What this sounds like to me today may not tomorrow or next week, he told Pop Matters in 2009. "The best I ever heard was the one I just listened to. I left from spending time researching other features or just new music, so then you never know." Remembered by his friends and admirers for his innovative style and inquisitive spirit. The Reverend Jesse Johnson recalled living in Lewis for more than 40 years, watching their children grow up together. Ramsey had exquisite taste and was formally trained and disciplined. Johnson too, that I will miss him as a friend and a neighbor. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot said the city of Chicago was grateful to have Lewis as a native son. Based on his lifetime of playing in his beloved Chicago, he felt the same pride representing his city. He put it succinctly in a 2011 interview, Chicago was inspired by his wife and five of his children. And those who go out to his wife and children. And I'm going to give you a take. Ramsey Lewis. Let's give you a taste of some Ramsey Lewis. And it said one of his best songs was The Crowd. So let's do Sun Goddess. Which, and this one featuring Maurice White from Earth, Wind & Fire. It is saying the artist Maurice left his show to start Earth, Wind & Fire. So let's do that. Let's play that song right now. I'm sorry about that, y'all. Thank you. All right, y'all. And that was that goddess. And I was featuring Flavor. Yep. And for those of you on Blog Stuff, I'm totally sorry. The whole time I'm telling y'all about Jesse Powell passed away, Randy passed away, I muted the mic. The whole time the mic was muted. I'm not going to repeat myself about Ramsey Lewis and Jesse Tatum. But I'm sorry, you got a whole bunch of dead air before I played two Jesse Powell songs. I'm totally sorry about that. What I'm going to do is I'm going to download the show and I'm going to clip out, I think I might clip out the dead air, upload it back, because I can't believe I forgot to unmute after the intro played. I just went right into the show after the intro played and forgot to unmute the mic. And while I got you listening, about that background. But while I got you listening, give a shout out to my boy 6 out of 6 Hours Radio Network for 11 years in radio today. Well, yesterday, because we are now after midnight. Yesterday was his radio anniversary, and I joined him on his show as he was, you know, celebrating his anniversary. And I still got an anniversary show coming, even though my anniversary was in August. I still got an anniversary coming because I didn't get a chance to do one because I went away on a family vacation cruise to Bahamas. I'm about to say Bermuda. Cruise to Bahamas. And I did a lot of karaoke while on the ship. You know, I enjoyed my time with my family. Yeah. Like, before, you know, I love to sing, right? But I have to be shy to get up on the floor and sing. But then doing, when I was like performing, I think that got me shell, you know, wanting to get up on the, get to the, you know, performing on the mic got me out of my shell. And so now, you know, when I go on cruises, I make sure to do a karaoke or two. And on the cruise, you know, I was limited of the songs I could sing for the people that I knew because the way, so they had the iPad, and what you do is you put the text in the app with the iPad in. And sometimes the title of this, even if you put the title of the song title will come up, but it'll be a different artist, not the song artist you're actually for. So I did some Luther. I did Al Green. I did some Bee Gees. I did Whitney. I did some Boys to Men. I did Sister Sledge. Like, the last night, right, I did karaoke. And I did We Are, for my last song, We Are Family. You know, I had my niece up there on stage with me. I wanted my whole family, like, a family up there on stage with me while I was singing the song. So, you know, when they say We Are Family, I got my sisters with me. I took sisters, and I said, we are family. I have my family with me. You know, that's what I was saying instead of sisters. The Luther song I did was Never Too Much because it was that song, Dance With My Father, was a song, like, I was, like I said, I was limited. I did Marvin Gaye was limited on the Marvin Gaye. You know, the songs with him and Tammy Terrell, but, you know, I did Let's Get It On. I did Al Green, Let's Stay Together. Boyz II Men, End of the Road. I was limited on my Boyz II Men I could do. I said, let me see if they got Boyz II Men. And I was like, let me see what song by Boyz II Men they got. And End of the World came up, and I'm to you. It was the only two songs by Boyz II Men they had. My song, even though I love those songs, my song by Boyz II Men I love singing is Love. It's on the first album, and then it's on their remix album. Remix album, End of the World is in Spanish. I love that song. Ooh, Odyssey, that's another favorite of mine by Boyz II Men. I love singing. If you don't know that song, on the first album, you hit a countdown before you get into the song. It goes 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Michael's injection, fellas. And then going to, But in the sequel, I don't think there's no countdown in the beginning. If there is, I'm trying to remember if there's still a countdown. I can't remember in the sequel countdown like in the original. But in the sequel, it starts with, in a minute, we finished. Shawn Michaels and Wanya, Shawn, Nate, Michael and Wanya album. I think I said it right. I forgot how the names going. But it's on the album called I Do. That's my favorite. I said travel. My bad. It's not travel. I'm telling the world. I can't believe I said that song, and I love singing that song. I'm telling the world here now that I'm gonna love you. I say this loud. That's my song. I have so many favorite Boyz II Men songs that I love singing when I'm singing along with them, when I'm playing them, and I'm singing along with them. Those are the songs I love singing. And I'm trying to think of Whitney Houston. I love Saving All My Love for You. And I didn't like the way I really started singing that song. I couldn't really get in. I was looking for my Ray Charles, The Right Time is the Right Time. Then it had Ray Charles. I was like, that's my song, and I knew that song. But when I sang that song in college, I did only Margie's part, and my friend Carlton did Ray's part. But, you know, even though that's my song, and I love singing it, it's a duet. Technically, it's a duet. But now, for duet karaoke, I have to sing Ray's part and Margie's part. And all I sing is Margie's part. And a lot of people were doing duet songs, singing it solo. And they sound too good because, you know what I'm saying? Songs, when you pick a song as a duet, most of the time when you're singing a song, most of the time singing the song as a duet, the woman's always singing the female part. The man will always sing the male part. When I listen to Find the Desire by Dancing Tina Marie, I love singing Rick James's part. I love singing Rick's part and not Tina's. For some reason, I feel my voice sounds good doing Rick's part than Tina's. And I can't hit either of their notes. Like when they get them high notes, I cannot hit either of their notes. But for some reason, I feel comfortable singing Rick's part. But I hate the talk parts. I hate the talking parts in songs because I don't like the way my voice sounds. Singing is different, but the way my voice sounds when I'm talking, I don't like it. So you do the talking parts. So when I sing songs that have the talking parts, if I'm singing, I will let the person who sings the song sing the talking parts, do the talking parts, and then sing. You know, the verses and chorus and all that. To talk about, especially if it's the intro, I let them do that part. I let them do that intro part, and then I start singing along with the song. Because in the beginning, the band starts talking, and then he goes into... You know, he does his love is longer than my love. But but I don't always, you know, when I'm playing these songs, I like singing along. Even when I play it on the show, I sing along because, you know, the mic is muted. You ain't got to hear how bad I sound singing it because my voice, you know, ain't there to be singing. That's why when I played that joke, I was about to. Before I played, but you think you got to hear the song, but you talk. I was about to sing a little bit of it, and I was like, oh, my voice don't sound good. Singing a little bit of it, it don't sound good. And yeah, so, you know, I did the karaoke. Like, every night except for one, because they also had Superstar Karaoke, and Superstar Karaoke is where they take the best out of everybody's performance for karaoke and stay with the finale to perform live with a band. I performed live with a band before. I haven't done it in years, so I don't know. But, when I did Boys to Men, that was when the competition karaoke, and because I couldn't find nothing, Boys to Men came up, so I know End of the Road, maybe I should have went with I'll Make Love to You, but I don't want to do another, you know, love, I don't want to do a song trying to get you in the bed, I don't want to do another one of those, that's why I picked End of the Road. This is the thing that got me. I'm not saying I didn't get picked to do the finale. There was three different better than me that, you know, got picked to do the finale, the same with the band. But my thing was the person hosting it, one of the crew members hosting it, didn't put forth any rules. Because when you're doing a competition, every competition has rules. You should say, well, the Superstar Karaoke signs up, you know, we need this, how many people we want, because I think they did 12 singers, it was 12 singers, they was only doing 12, and they said we're doing 12 singers, and out of the 12, we're picking three great singers to do the finale, the live band. At least if we know the rules, the rules of the competition was, if we knew at the time, better songs to, you know, for that karaoke competition. I know I would have never seen it. If I would have known That was the rules. I had the time. I don't think I was saying end of the road. I would have found a female. I would have found a female voice. Female vocalist. Not familiar with their music and would have sang their song. I definitely wouldn't have done no way. Because they had Run to You, you know, on Whitney's catalog that they had karaoke. And so I think except for one, they was doing round two. I was like, oh, I'm going to do round two to see if I could get picked again. Because the same people cannot do it. If they got picked, they can't participate in the next. I think it was three rounds, and if you got picked, you can't get picked. You can't do it again and get picked again. You can't come again and try to get picked again. Some country down pat, but I love country music as well. If I knew some songs down pat, I would have went. I probably would have sang a country by New Orleans. Don't be shocking, you know, you don't associate, even though we do have black country artists, you don't normally associate black people with country. You associate them with R&B, you associate them with hip-hop. I don't think you associate them really with country, but we do have black country artists. And I don't know, anyone I know song a little bit is Jimmy Allen. Give you my best shot. Whoa, whoa. That's, I don't know the words like that. And the other one is that is one. Remember the other one? And the one I thought that somebody would try to sing was Tennessee Whiskey, and I don't think I. Throughout the whole time I did karaoke, or even if I didn't do it, that and I heard people, no one did Tennessee Whiskey. They were saying Ed Sheeran, I did Tennessee Whiskey. You're a Tennessee Whiskey. Strawberry wine. For some reason, I started singing that. This was Chris Stapleton. But even though it's a country song, because of the production of it, you wouldn't think it was country. You would think it like a pop. I guess you could call it a pop R&B hit. Yep. And you put some trivia, Michael Jackson trivia on the ship. I did that. Got only missed one song. But the prize it was a highlighter, a Royal Caribbean highlighter. Even though I missed one song, I don't think I won a highlighter. I'm sorry. Cruise ships. I love cruise ships. I need to give away better prizes. Doing trivia, whatever kind of games y'all are doing on ship. I need to give away better prizes. And all just for fun, but still in all, give away better prizes. Like, I would rather a keychain than a highlighter. I would prefer the keychain over the highlighter. Or like a something that say Royal Caribbean on it. Or like the ship that was Oasis of the Seas. Even if the mug said Oasis of the Seas, Royal Caribbean Oasis of the Seas. I would prefer that as a gift better than a highlighter. What do with a highlighter? You know what I'm saying? When you think about the priority, and then they were giving away before bingo, because bingo on this ship, even though bingo wanted to play, you had to pay. It was $2 per card. The card to call your numbers on, you had to pay for that. Call the numbers, you dive it, you had to pay for that. But I think anybody who won the bingo, I think they were giving away cash as a prize. So that was a good thing. But I didn't want to spend no $2 on bingo cards. Giving away a piece of paper discounted for bingo cards, or it was you get a free bingo card. I have fun, you know. I know this is a thing. I did not know Roy Caribbean had their own private island in the Bahamas called Coco. That was okay. I did not know they had their private island. And that was after we left New Jersey, everybody in New Jersey, to Cape Canaveral. We docked in Cape Canaveral. Excuse me, y'all. We docked in Cape Canaveral. And then from Cape Canaveral to Coco Cay. Then Coco Cay to Nassau. And then from Nassau back to all the way to Cape Liberty in New Jersey. And, you know, when it comes to, you know, food, you know, being on the trip, I said, you know what? I'm going to be adventurous. Because the last cruise we went on, like, 4 years ago, which was 2018 or 19, I think it was either 2018 or 2019, I can't remember. Every night at dinner, something exotic on the menu, and I tried it. They have frog legs. I tried it, and I was like, "Oh, I see on frog legs tastes like chicken." I try it. I was like, "Nope, never tried." See, this is the thing with me when it comes to trying new things, you know, in food, is trying it and getting a bad experience to the point that I don't want to try it ever again. Happened with lobster. I love lobster. But me, my sister, my father, I forgot who else was with us. We was like upstate New York somewhere. It was a restaurant. We stopped, we got something to eat. And she ordered, she had the different steak and lobster. You know, they give you the petite steak and they give you lobster tail. Well, she's like, "You want to try it?" I said, "Yeah, I want to try it." So she gave me a piece of her lobster, and the lobster was rubbery. And I'm like, it turned me off. Because it was rubbery, it turned me off forever on the lobster. So after that experience, I never ate lobster again. And so one day, I said, "You know what? I'm going to give lobster a try again." Now, what I ate with lobster was, I think when I went to Ruth Chris and had that mac and cheese, it turned me back to the lobster again. Yep. Loving lobster mac and cheese at Ruth Chris turned me back to loving lobster again. Because I tried different foods that I would never eat. I tried mussels. They wasn't bad. I think I've tried clams. They wasn't bad. I think I've tried oysters. I haven't tried oysters. I think I tried calamari and it wasn't bad. Because I remember when I went to culinary school and I said, I don't like codfish, because the only fish I've ever been exposed to besides salmon was whitey, catfish. There was another one. I think it's porgies. The ones that got a whole bunch of bones in it. That's porgies. I'm not kidding. Those are the only fishes I've been exposed to in my life. So, you know, I'm like, codfish. So one of the dishes that the students made at culinary school was, I think it was bare batter fish and something, whatever the size, what the size of that. And usually for class, my class, what they usually do is split the half. Half go eat in the dining room, the other half stay in the kitchen to eat the food. So on this day, I was in the half that stayed to serve the food. So afterwards, we would go to the dining room and we would eat. And we sat down at the table, and so they're showing us what the menu, is. We had continental cuisine, American cuisine. And whatever table you sat, your paper, menu paper, you say continental at the top, or we'll say American. So guys picking their dishes, and the other three people that was, because it was four at the table, the other three people that was at the table with me skipped over the card and took the other dishes. And I was like, damn, I didn't get what I want. Only thing left was coffee. And I was like, oh, this is good. And here I'm saying, I don't have coffee. And then I finally tried it and I'm liking it. That's the crazy thing. When people say, oh, I never eat this. But if they, how you know you don't like it? You never tried it. How you know you don't like it? That's why I said, I was adventurous. I said, they got escargot. I think one of these days they try it. I said, then every time I go for dinner, I don't try it. So my nephew decides he wants to try it. He wants to be adventurous and try escargot. And those who don't know or who do know, I know escargot is snails. So there was an herb butter sauce and he went up and he's down with it. Right? And he down with it so much that it fall on the floor. His mother tries one. And she bites a little bit and tastes. I said, let me taste this thing. So, tasted like the texture of it. I won't say consistency, but the texture of it, like when you when you saute some mushrooms. That's what the texture of the snail was like. And I was like, oh, it's like, and it tasted like I was eating mushrooms. So I didn't even think about it being. You know what I'm saying? And I tried snail for, and I liked it. If I'm ever in France, I don't try it before. I might, whenever in France, I might try it again. You never know. But they had lamb on the menu, had some lamb. So, each night is a different night, and one night was Caribbean night, and they were supposed to wear oxtails for Caribbean night, but they wasn't able to. So one day, they gave up, even though they still had their regular menu, they gave our table oxtails. Cruise ship, they had some good oxtails, and I don't order, when I go to a Jamaican restaurant, order oxtails. Only thing I eat out of a Jamaican restaurant is curry goat, beef, that's it. If they don't have curry goat, then I will get like curry chicken, stewed chicken. I remember one time went to get Jamaican food for dinner and I wanted curry goat and the restaurant was like, oh, we don't have any more curry goat. The only thing, this is what we have left, and they had stewed pork, so I got that. That wasn't bad, but the one thing I hate is when you go to a restaurant and you know what you want from a restaurant, and then when you tell them want to say, oh, I don't have it. And it's like, that's the only thing I eat from this place. But you know what? I'm going to try something different. So, they had the lamb. They had lamb shank one night. And then they had lamb chops another night. But I was, you know, certain dishes that I was interested in, stuff like that. And so the next cruise we're going on, we're supposed to go a 9-day cruise to Panama, but because of, and that was around the time COVID had happened, you know, it got canceled. So now, instead of us going for 9 days to Panama, we're doing Mexico, different stops in Mexico. We're not having a problem with that, you know. And when we did that cruise, we did this cruise of this past work of past the cruises was Carnival. We only went one time with Royal Caribbean. This is my second time doing Royal Caribbean, but the first time we did one time with Royal Caribbean before, and but when we go on this next cruise, I'm gonna do it again. And you know, it's a new thing, you know, because where we were, the cruise we did in 2019 was Cuba, Dominican Republic, Turks and Caicos, and Carousel. That's the cruise we did. And in the port that we were going to, they had food from that region, in Aruba, you know, native to Aruba. It was in Dominican Republic, food, you know, native to Dominican Republic. Turks and Caicos, food native to that. You know what I'm saying? So whatever port that we go, we have food on the ship that's native to that they have in the menu. As well as, you know, some things that I had on there. The frog legs I didn't like. The other stuff that they had on there, I liked. The frog legs, the only thing I didn't like. Because I was like, oh, you know, people say it tastes like chicken. That did not taste like chicken. I didn't like the it was the skin tasted on the frog legs. Now, you know, you cook lobster too long, it gets rubbery. The skin on the frog legs kind of rubbery to me. That turned me off. But if you know if I could cook real good, I probably would try it again. And you know they have, you know, the buffet stuff, you go, you know, you can get breakfast from there, you know, lunch and all that stuff. So they did the buffet style and we went up for lunch. This is when we did the 2019 cruise. So they had a seafood dish, they had mussels, calamari, I think it had clams. And I tried, I was like, this is not bad. I've never tried it before. Scallops and all that stuff. I'm used to eating shrimp, but I eat food, I'm like, I don't like that. I don't eat that. But after trying, when it's cooked, you'll eat it again. It's not cooked. It turns me off on the eat. I had the scallops and I was like, you know what? And so now, sometimes I'm buying these foods, they get a fried scallop, and I get the fried scallop and it's so good. It is so good. No, it tastes so good. So, I'm glad I'm being honest when it comes to eating food because you don't want to eat the same things all the time. You know what I'm saying? see what they're familiar with. And then, oh, that looks good. And you see somebody else and say, oh, that look good. And you know you want to try it, but you acting like you don't want to try it. No, you want to try it. And then they say you want to try it, and you say just a little, and it tastes good. And it tastes good. You know, should I eat this? Why not eat it? So what I'm gonna do is end this show early because I gotta get up early. Normally it's a 2-hour show, but I get up early. So I'm going to end a little early. I'm sorry to my folks on Blog Talk. I'm sorry to my folks on Blog Talk. Because I was at the intro play and you didn't hear nothing. As I said, until you heard the music. So I made it as it is. I made it as it is. I made take it down, take out the deadness, and put it back up to where I started talking. I'm so sorry. You know what I mean? The show that's posted to YouTube, that's going to stay up there. But I think what I might do, I might redo the show. I may leave it as it is and redo it, or redo it. I don't know. Depending on how I feel, because, you know, I'm saying this now, and then I might get that I'm going to redo the show. So I appreciate those who tuned in, even when they heard dead air. Those on YouTube, anybody who tunes in, the replay, I appreciate you. So I'm going to say peace, one love, and I'm going to give you another Jesse. I gave you Take My Breath Away. I gave you I Don't Want to Do All Alone, or Should I Do Bad? Do All Alone. Do All Alone. Here we go. Got integrity. All right, I was just all alone. And I appreciate you with your girl, keep rocking with your girl, I'm on the start of your next show is the Indie Experience. Do you know the best in indie music? That's a love to hear me. And so all my indie artists out there, they want them right here on the station. All you gotta do is hit me up at rosestar.net or 201-399-2014. That's 201-399-2014. This is the show given by Rose to Stardom. All you gotta do is go to www.com/RoseToStardom. Or you could just Google Rose to Stardom to see the many platforms we are on. And the next remote chair business show, that's for you, the entrepreneur, the business owner, artist, anyone with something to promote, can call 347-202-0318. That's 347-202-0318 to promote what you got going on. And that is Wednesday, that's Wednesday the 21st. Let me get the exact date. I remember last time I said the 17th and it's not the Let's see. Yep, that is the 21st. 21st is the Promote Your Business show. So if you want to promote, just call us at 347-202-0318. That will open up your mind. You promote what you got going on. Now I can know and support you. You got a clothing line. You selling beauty products. Whatever it is, you can... promotable, you can promote it right here on Road to Stardom Radio. The next one that is October. Excuse me, y'all, for the coughing. October 19th. The next one is October 19th. So if you miss one, you can catch one in October. Peace, one love, I appreciate you. Bye-bye now. And once again, rest in peace to my boy, Jesse Powell. You are going to be missed. I will continue playing your music for the masses so they can get to know who you are musically. And if you don't know who Jesse Powell, please go over him, check his music, and take a listen. You are not going to be disappointed. Andrew Ramsey Lewis, Jazz Pianist Ramsey Lewis. Condolences go out to the family. May you rest in peace. May your music continue on, even though you're no longer with us. And I will be giving a tribute to Ramsey Lewis sometime. I will be giving a tribute to Ramsey Lewis. Will you hear all of Ramsey Lewis's music? As well as Jesse Powell. So you didn't get to hear everything by Jesse Powell tonight. But I will give him a tribute. When you hear music from all albums, and that is it. Good night, everybody. I'll see you at the next show.